You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
My name is Carl Bates. Dr. Stephen Weiss and his team recently discovered an enzyme that helps the body's fat cells grow larger in response to a high-fat diet. But as often happens in basic science, this discovery wasn't what they'd set out to find.
So we're actually looking in these mice that have a deficiency, that were specifically engineered to have a deficiency in this enzyme, to see how well their blood vessels would grow. And one of the bright postdocs in the laboratory, who was supposed to be looking at tissue sections to look to see if the architecture of blood vessels was normal or abnormal, happened to notice that, oh my gosh, Steve, did you realize that these animals have almost no white fat? So that's how we really started working on this. It was complete serendipity. And in fact, I discounted the observation out of hand. It's a true sign of being a senior investigator. I said, of course the animal has no white fat. It's because the animals, they can't erupt their teeth. This enzyme is also important for how molars erupt. I said, since the animal has no teeth, it can't feed very well. So obviously the answer is the animal's just not eating. I said, you know, bother someone else. So the student, being probably more clever than me, came back and said, but Steve, there's such a thing called brown fat, which is a different kind of fat where the animals generate heat. And he goes, the brown fat looks normal. And they also store fat. So as soon as we knew that the brown fat was normal, you couldn't so simply discount this as a deficiency in diet, because if it was a deficiency in diet, we would have predicted white fat would be abnormal, brown fat would be abnormal. So the moment we knew that it was a white fat specific defect, we knew that this was something we'd have to go study further.
It's the fat cells themselves that swell to store more fat. But to create the classic middle-aged spread, these cells need to use a special tool.
You know, no one would have guessed it. I mean, we sure wouldn't have guessed it. That what it really comes down to is the adipocyte, or the white fat cell, starts out as a little small guy, and it's like a balloon that's going to blow up. And it's embedded in a matrix of sort of fibrillar material that completely surrounds the little cell. It's actually, the matrix acts almost, like we were joking in the lab, as a girdle. It actually really is a elastic network that surrounds each of those little white fat cells, or those adipocytes, and it constrains its expansion. So it's like trying to blow up a balloon that's surrounded by a girdle. It just won't go. So the cell actually has on its surface a little pair of molecular scissors that actually make little clips in that fibrous girdle so that the balloon can begin to expand. So what it turns out to be is, it looks like, as you take in fat and you want to store it in your little adipocyte, that cell is going to mobilize a pair of molecular scissors to cut up that surrounding girdle so that the cell can grow and expand larger and larger. Now, of course, if you had none of this enzyme, you would not be able to store any fat, and that would actually, it's like all things, too much fat is no good, too little fat is no good.
It may be that some of the difference in the way people's bodies respond to a high-fat diet is rooted in hereditary differences in this enzyme.
If we both took in an equal amount of fat, some people may have a propensity to make a little bit more of this enzyme than someone else. So by eating the same amount of food, right, they would have more of those little molecular scissors sitting on the cell surface. They would be able to expand their size more than someone else. And the other possibility is small changes in the genetic structure of this enzyme, where it still works fine, but some people may actually have the same amount of enzyme working a little bit better. So it's like the scissors a little bit sharper, a little bit stronger in their ability to cut. So actually, variations between individuals may well be that their response to a fat load is different according to how much of this enzyme they make, or how good or bad, if you wanted to say it, functionally the enzyme really operates.
This discovery is another clue linking diet and metabolism, but therapeutic potential is still a long way off.